Top of your gimel sefer. Beisish yontzer ruvim ev yontzer v'chozer v'yachakav noy ruv yontzer. The majority of the egg came out of the body of the hen before yontzer, and then it went back in, and then came out again in yontzer. Then it's mutaris. It's permitted because it's considered that it was already laid before yontzer. Lefichach, afil bottom bekinish otan beisir ev yontzer. Some of the hashem will yontzer v'beisir. If you check right before nightfall, ev yontzer, there's no eggs there. L'mafish kimi yontzer v'beisir. And then he got up early in the morning, and he sees an egg there. Now, we're talking about a case where he got up before Alayis HaShachar, before the halachic day started. That's what Teresh and Tanagunas, and he learns from Laila. We know it does not lay eggs at night. So, in Mela, if you see one there and came about in the middle of the night, it must have been laid before nightfall. But the Teresh and Yisro, the Yotzer, Ruba, and the Chosa. And the reason why he didn't see it before he had to is because the majority of the egg came out and then went back in, and that's why he didn't see it. This is talking about when there is a male, a rooster, within 60 houses away from this hen, and also there's no break of a river in between them, a river that doesn't have a bridge over it. Why? If there was no males in the vicinity, then that it is possible that it did lay the egg at night, and therefore, since you checked before Yontov, you didn't see the egg, we're not going to make this big chiddush to say that it must have been a majority of the egg when that didn't come out again. I would like about the mayor of Yontov, if he didn't check before Yontov, and he got up before Leis HaShachar Yontov morning, now, he said, Echad, it's not mistaken that it was born at night, because Afilu, Lekazov, Abad El Shoya, Shanatol Shes Menota, Uba Leisova, Uba Yodas Viyot. Even without a male around, most of them give birth in the daytime. So therefore, if I got up before Alayis HaShachar, and they didn't check what was going on before Yontov, so it's more mistava that it gave birth before Yontov, then it laid the egg at night, but that's a very small chance. So if I check right before Yontov, I see it didn't lay, so then we have the other way around. It's mistava didn't lay before the night. But in this case, other rabbis, it's more mistava to be told that it laid the eggs at the daytime. If it's mutter, the field of mutter, the kav beitzim, and any Yehudi, the region should yontem talinim, should have yontem dolotim. Therefore, if you buy eggs at night at the yontem from a guy, you can assume that they were laid before yontem. The same thing applies in the second night or the second day of yontem, you can assume that it was laid the first day of yontem, and therefore it's permitted the second day. If you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and it may have been laid either on the second day or on the first day. Either way, it's also the same thing with Shabbos and Yontzer. Therefore, in that situation, the egg will be also. The Ramah says, "In Yudhi, I'm going to be based in the Yontzer Risha, in Masir, the Yutunish, and Odin, the Esmer, Mutel, the Smoke of Love." I finish. A guy comes selling eggs on the first day of Yontzer, and without asking him, you start talking to him, and he happens to tell you in the course of the conversation this whole story, and it comes out of the story that was laid before Yontzer. You can rely on it, because this is a Rabbanim. You lie in a guy who is not planning to tell you information. But if you know that guy knows halachas, which very often they know these halachas better than we do, so then you cannot rely on them because they're just trying to convince you by the daf could be yonder shechar v'yamzer shavua. Yonder shechar lachas Shabbos. As yesh lavo shem and oil b'Shabbos. As midereis be yonder. Ein yehuda masil b'tumen neman. Period. The whole concept that we believe a guy when he's just telling us a story and we're not sure that he's lying is only in case of tachshishis and rabbon. But if you have Yontov after Shabbos, it's a Shashis of Doraisa. Because the egg that was laid on Shabbos is also a Doraisa to use on Yontov. Therefore, you don't trust the guy under all circumstances in that situation. That be Yontov Rishon, that be Yontov Shein, that be Rosh Hashanah, never any good of Yontov. But on the second day of Yontov, even in Rosh Hashanah, which bets him, we say that both days are also, but some of these are Yontov, then we do rely on the guy to say that it was laid before Yontov.